The sugi of Schir Lakitoi, the Gemara says, after it didn't work to be soicher, so elam arava leizach haminay lekarv leizach shol minay duchta v'leinach beimidi davalek v'leinach beimidi davalek ischir lakitoi. So you could, the Gemara says a kula that if you're shoyal makim, you could be matir the chotzer. So the whole went through all the Shitas Rishonim over here and exactly what is the yisod of this heter. So I'm not going to chadish much, but we'll misad some of the Shitas and say the problems, and then we'll see if some is in this bar over here. So the basic Shitas in the Gemara, the Pashtos, is if you start off the Gemara, Rashi says, "V'amar vidam afil schiru v'kidur shel nachri im Yisrael hu noisen eruvay im b'nei mavui v'dayoy." Rashi says that schiru v'kitoy works that if the yid is a schiru v'kitoy and the rishus is the rishus of the guy, it works to make an eruv. It works to make an eruv even though the rishus is the rishus of the guy, but the schiru v'kitoy she saw can make an eruv. So this is one sheet in the Rishonim that a schiv l'kita works to make an eruv. How does it work to make an eruv? L'chayra, a guy you can't ma'ariv the rishus of the guys. It sounds like from Rashi. Well, Rashi doesn't say much. Rashi does say that if the schiv l'kita would be a guy, he would be soicher. Rashi and Samach Vav. Rashi does the same thing. It says ma ma'ariv afil schiv l'kita denochi im yisol hu k'da'amar nice in eruv v'daya. And so it would sound like that. Simply put, is that somehow or other. The Yisrael becomes, we don over here that there's a Diras Yisrael here. There's a chiddush of a Diras Yisrael. And Memela, two chiddushim. One is that we see it as Diras Yisrael. We don't see so much the guy here. And number two is that he could act now, based on that, he could act on behalf of the Bailam. So you can make an error for the Rishos. This shita that you can ma'ariv by Schirv Lakitoi, actually, it's not really explained too much. You can ma'arav the rishus of the guy. The ma'arav, if you, eschiv l'kita could be ma'arav. There's a sheet of Tosfos as well. Tosfos and Samach Vav asks Akasha that Rabbi Yochanan here holds eschiv l'kita given erev, but in Yerushalmi, even in the case where a yid and a, even in the case where a yid and a guy live mamish in the same house, he can't be ma'arav the rishus of the guy. So on that Tosfos says, Schil Rekita is a case where he's with the guy in his dira itself. He's living with the guy in his dira itself. And he's tuffle to the guy. Which in Mashman Tosfos on Daf Ayin is tuffle to the guy. So he's tuffle in the dira of the guy. So Mele is a chelik of the dira of the guy. And since he's a chelik of the dira of the guy, we can now define that we see the yid is pasach in the entire dira of the guy. And so Mamela, that works to ma'arav the rishos to make an heir for the rishos guy, as opposed to if the guy and the yid are equal in their rishos, or he's not together with the guy in their rishos, he's yichid lemakom, which the poskim say basically means they're totally separate, both ways. It means the guy can't kick the yid out, and the yid can't go to where the guy is, so they're totally separate. So since they're totally separate, it's yichid lemakom. So that's what Yishalmi means, that therefore he cannot act on behalf of the guy in the guy's rishos. So, shtigl, you still have to explain. So, l'chayra, you have to add, so what is happening? What is happening? So he's chil l'kitoy, and he's in the dira of the guy, but a guy can't do Erev. So, l'maisa, how's he doing the Erev over here? So again, you have to say somehow that there's a chiddush here that since there's neskayim a diras yisrael in the diras of goy, so not just a diras goy by itself, there's diras goy with the diras yisrael here. So memela we don this like a diras yisrael and you can make an erev. Maybe the pshat is because it's a shvach adira, the mashmois of. Tosfos doesn't say much. He just says, "I feel schir of lakita." You know, say ruvay. Tosfos is handling whether from the din of Schir Lakita, do you have a raya that any time you have a tuffel living with an ikar that he could do the air for the rishos? He says, not a raya from Schir Lakita, but Schir Lakita, maybe the guy is different. The Taisa Rosh, when he speaks out, maybe the guy is different, says that the reason, on Daf Ayin, maybe the reason why Schir Lakita is different, he says, is because Hani Mili Begoy de Dirose le Chashiva Kol Kach Dira. So in other words, maybe it's easier to see that that you don't have a shtark adira from the guy, and the Yisrael is here b'taras schir of lakito. So we could ki'ilu look at the entire dira as dira's Yisrael, but lemaisa it doesn't. The shaila still is: did we accomplish that the guy is not here? Lemaisa, did we accomplish that the guy is not here? The guy. The problem is the guy asks the erev. The guy takes is a shter to the erev. So dearest goy is a problem. So what happened? So we got a Yisrael here. Now that we got a Yisrael here, so now the Yisrael can be ma'ariv. Now, if you say that, simply put, the fact that the Yisrael is here redefines the whole dira, then now it's dearest Yisrael and it's not dearest akum, and that's why it has to be there. Then you could say like that. It's not mashma that Tais understood that, because first of all, the other Balei Taisa say more of a lashon like shlichus. And it sounds like that means that the goy is still around, but somehow the yid could be ma'ariv the rishus of the goy. And Tosol Havamin to bring a raya from Tuffel is very mudna, because the whole idea is that only the Yisrael is there. Unless that's good for what he means, maybe that's good for what he means, is because by Dias Akum all we see is the Dias Yisrael, but it sounds like he understood it's a Tuffel. And the idea is the Tuffel could toy for the Erev, he could poil the Erev for the rishus. So what's the makayim? It's still called shtikal madna. The maisa, how is he being poiled the erev? So unless you say something like that, really a guy is not such a big shter. Really, the problem is, what's bothering me is that if it's still there is a diras akum here, so how does the diras akum become nisarv with the erev? So if you say that the pshat is that really the whole problem with akum always is only that. Is only that ki'ilu, like in the Maisa Erev or something like that, whatever that means. So here you have someone else that could be mishtatif, the Rishos, so we already, it's poil for the whole Rishos. But Kipshuta, the Pshat is that Diras Akum is not shaykh to Erev Bechlal. And if we're not saying that we took over the deer with Diras Yisrael, and the Akum is still here, so do we really solve the issue? Do we really solve the issue? Unless you say something like that, what Tais means to say is the Olam, the cool over here is that we don it as Diras Yisrael.
It sounded like before that it was a tzaddik and a tzaddik and erev.
So you're saying like Rabbeinu Peretz says that the whole problem with the guy is that he's not moed to be erev, basically. So it's like he's not a kosher erev.
Tais is going even after the moed erev, still in the tikkun erev should work.
Right, but what do you mean Erev Shavuot? There's another Tosis. The Tosis says that if the guy shows up in Mel Shabbos, Mavatal the Erev. Not just he came and starved the Erev. So, do Schiris now. It's not Chayz V'Ner, the Erev. A Yid comes in, he can Mavatal Erev on Shabbos. Don't break the Erev. A guy that walks in on Shabbos is worse than a Yid that walks in on Shabbos. Sounds like it's a positive problem. So, in the other Balei Taisa, it doesn't say that. It could be Rabbeinu Peretz Taka's Mashma more like that. That really, but a little bit shver to say that. But meaning to say, what? You're saying, even if you're not Masalik the guy, but that alone that there's a Yid here, he can Ma'arav the Rishos, even the Rishos guy. So what was the problem with the guy in the first place? You're saying just that?
Since we had a problem, what they did was they said Shmadir. So normally you can't do air, but if somebody could have done, I mean, I'm saying Taisa is Mavur that the tikkun could have been to make the guy has to give an air. So that's what he did.
But the Masakin that ain't air oil Malka Milch.
He can't do it, no.
Okay, good. So that could be Pashup Shot. It can't just be that he can't do it. He's a steer. His whole deer is a steer to Erev. Stomach. Sounds like that. He can't marry the deer's guy. Because So, okay, so those are the akoponim. Either you say that, when it's Diras Yisrael here, it's Betaras Tafel, even if it's Betaras Tafel, but we see the Ikar is the Diras Yisrael, or even if we didn't see the Ikar is Diras Yisrael, then you can marv on the since it's the Diras Yisrael, you can marv for the Roshus. There's more mashma than that mahalach.
How do you say that the Ikar is the Diras Yisrael? Doesn't the word taste any big that way? This is saying that when you have a guy, all the Srimla Kitten are not taste mahalach, they're asking.
Right, I'm saying it's like a shmak. I'm saying if you would have said that it becomes Diras Yisrael, then I would have understood it better. The pshat is that he comes in, it's a shvach Diras, the Diras guy is shvach, so we see Be'ikr Diras Yisrael. Maybe look at Ma'arv, the Rishos. But it doesn't sound like from Toises that you're getting rid of the Diras Akum. It just sounds like it's an oif and had Ma'arv, the Diras Akum. So that whole musig is a shtickle, mechudish dikkel musig, that you can Ma'arv, the Diras Akum. I don't know if it's Bam Schwerkeit, but L'chor, it's a little bit Madna. And L'chor, more than that, L'chor, I was going to go in a different order, but when L'chor, this was the whole problem that was bothering the Beis Yosef. We'll see later. The Beis Yosef doesn't have this whole concept. He doesn't hold of this whole idea that he can Ma'arav Diras Goy. And Memela, he flipped around the entire Sugya to avoid this issue. And even in the Torah, that the Torah says Beferish, that the Torah says, meaning if it's not nisar, if it's a schir of lakita where it's not yichud makom, it sounds like what's going on is he is ma'arav b'shviloi and he is kishluchai. Still, even in the Torah, where it's mashma beferish that this type of lamda, so you can ma'arav the erev of the guy, you can ma'arav the rishus of the guy. Still, the Beis Yosef flipped it all around. We'll see exactly what the Beis Yosef said, but they avoided this thing that he does not want to say. He doesn't want to say this concept, b'chlal. So, we'll see. At the end, maybe we can explain it a little bit better. I don't know if we can or not, but we'll see. The other shita in the Rishayim, so that's L'chay Rashi, Tosfos. The other shita in the Rishayim is the Ravid. The Ravid says, and the Ravid and the Rambam, they both say that you cannot, also, L'chay, they don't have this idea that b'schil v'kitu, you can marv the Rishus of the guy. So they say that the idea is Chil V'Kitai is by Yisrael, is an oifen, the Ravid at least says, is an oifen where if Chil V'Kitai Yisrael can ma'arav avor the Roshos of the Yisrael. So Memela, we learn out from there that Chil V'Kitai of a guy can give Schiris on the behalf of the guy. So it's an oifen how, by being Mestamet, not just a hired guy that has to become that. He's a chelik from the Bnei Bias enough that he can act for that what he does is moil for the entire Bnei Bias. Okay, so they're learning that the Schil Vakita can be soicha the Rishos on behalf of the Bala Bias. And they don't have this musig, Bechlal, of being ma'ar of the Rishos of the guy. Okay, so the. Okay. Now the Rashba seems like a stickle in between over here. Very hard to read the Rashba. The Rashba seems a little bit in between over here because the Rashba learns not like the Ravid, at least in the stickle, and clear who he paskins lamaisa like. And by the way, according to, well,
doesn't like the
Ravid. Right, and doesn't like the Ravid. I don't know if it's telling them is that necessarily, and if it's a Kodesh, it's. He's also not so cool. I mean, I think in the right discussion, he paskins that you could pass, that you like the Ravid. What he paskins is L'chor the Ravid. He has a first shot over there, at least. In what's it called? He says, V'yesh misher emesher s'chiroi v'lakita yisrael ma'ar v'in tzach liskor. He just brings 2 days in this Avodas HaKodesh. Okay, so the first day of the Rashba, it's Mavur in the Avodas HaKodesh over there, that according to the Ravid, it's even if the Schir of Akita has Pita Velina, he can't be Ma'arv. He has to do Schiris. Because the Maisa, very nice, has Pita Velina, and he has the Koyach of being Ma'arv in the Shiris, but he didn't take care of the Goy. The Goy is still there, so you have to do Schiris. So the Rashba asks Akasha that if you say that the Pshadin, the Schir of Akita, is that he could do Erev, How could he do Erev? Mistama, he doesn't have Pita Velina here. So, how can he do Erev? So he answers, Again, so the way we learned this Kipshutai was, how can he do Erev? He doesn't have Pita Velina. Means he's going with this Havana that he's the one that we're fatiching L'chari, like the other way we're saying in Tais. It's not Shluchai, not Bishvilai. Like the other way, where the other thing we're saying is that we're doing in Tais. So the Rashba was more like the Rashba, this Mahalach. That the Rashba was saying is, he understood that the way you could do Erev for the Rishus of the Goy is because we fatiche it as the Rishus Yisrael. And since we fatiche it as the Rishus Yisrael, that takes over, we don't see the Rishus Goy anymore. So then he says, but Lamaisi doesn't have Pita Velina, so where do we see the Rishus Goy? Where do we see the Rishus Yisrael here? So he says, Yesh Loimar, Dilgabi Beisa Shel Goy Hikilu, Dikim de Medina Midi Loit Tzarech. So Hikilu, that you could tuif an Erev with a dira of without Pita Velina. So Schir Lakita is Dikadira, tuif Erev, Kituif. And that's a kula because Dira's Akam Lashme Dira. So what's the kula exactly? That we're allowing the Yisrael to be nidoin as the door over here, and Mamela can do an Erev on it. So it's a little bit like...
Any guy with a Jewish employee is not part of that kind of that they made against guy.
What?
The whole takana of Nechachamim is you can't live with a guy. If he happens to have a Jewish employee, then just get from the employee that you can be part of the Erev.
Yes, they have some shakas, they don't know.
If you read the Rashba like this, so it's a little bit. So what comes out is that there's a chiddush over here that somehow. Now, miman of shach. The shayla is really a shtickle miman of shach. Unless it's that's gufa was the takan over here. But what does the Rashba mean? The Rashba means that the ikar kula was that we allowed you to get rid of the guy by making schir v'kitoy. So then, why do you have to do an erev? Just you got rid of the guy already by putting the yisrael there, by replacing the diras guy with the diras yisrael. And now we look at it like diras yisrael. So that's hagufa. That's the kula. So now it's diras yisrael. So. You got rid of the guy, basically. We don't see the guy here anymore. So if you don't see the guy here anymore, so why do you have to be ma'ar of the Rosh Hashanah Yisrael? That's Gufa Stir Menei Obey. Huh? No, because he has no Pita Velina, the guy. There was a kasha in the first place. Of course he gives an Erev. No kasha in the first place then. He's asking for some reason that he's not Bar Erev. If he would be a Bar Erev in the Chotzer, what's his kasha?
No,
the Shaykh is with the guy's house, not going to the guy's house. He's giving Erev anyway. It's not the Erev being Daya. The Daya is. So what would be, according to the Rashi, if he wasn't Dar in the Chotzer? We wouldn't know, but okay, so Shabura, the others don't learn the Rashba that way.
No, he would have to bring an Erev anyway.
So
what
did he say?
What?
It's
very nice. The Shabura didn't learn the Rashba that way. That he learned the Rashba to be saying, what?
No, we got it from. It's Mashman the Rashba, we're talking about a person non-Mechatzah.
Yeah, because otherwise, what's his Kasha? Maybe that's Gufa what it means. What a gufa means is two separate things. You got rid of the guy, and you're doing Erev Atzir El. So what's the whole shakvatar here?
Yeah, you explained the Raja of the Pashas that you're taking over the guy's dira, or you're learning the Raja that they...
I thought that the simple understanding of the Rajba was that you're doing Erev Atz the Sachar V'Lakit. And, but...
I mean, the guy's gone, it's not sure that you have a car.
And the way you did it is because by getting the guy gone. It's just like the stipler says, like the first shot in the stipler, Kilo. That's what he says over there. But it's still a shtuk al modna, because if you got rid of the guy by being a sachar v'lakit, so why do you have to now... Because it's a shvach adira, so it's a shvach adira. So memela la'achar... What?
It's like
right. So go goes back. Now you could talk it down as Nearest Behemoth. It's a chumra to Dana that's not Nearest Behemoth. When the yid is there, we could go back and being Dana. It's a chumra to Dana. Right. So okay. So I don't like this pshat so much, but that's the chura. That would be the a reading of the Rashba. But then But then, it's not really exactly the way I'm reading it is then, which is the disciple's first pshat. Then the kula has nothing to do with this kasha really. The kula is that we get rid of the guy, and then fakir. Why need an erev? So you need an erev as a chumra gar. On top of that, they made an erev. So the reading of the Rashba is saivi shver, and the way the okay. Let's get to Mishnah Berurah's reading, but whatever. Hold on. So now, okay. So basically, I would say is that you could go to over here that there's three mahalchim. Basically, you could say that there's the Ravid and the Rambam. They hold that you keep them out of the dirs akum, and the whole kula here is only a kedus chiras. Simple. You have Tosis, the Rosh, the Torah. The way they're seeming to understand it is that by being dar and a tuffel to the in the dirs akum, he could be poil b'shvilai and b'shluchus. He could be poil an erev on the rishos of the guy somehow, and it would seem like in the Rashba. That that's why it wouldn't be shver if it didn't appear to Pitevelin in those Rishonim, because I don't think it matters. There's a deer here, but in the Rashba, he has to build the deer from the deer Schir v'lakitoi, and the Schir v'lakitoi doesn't have a deer here. So how are you being ma'ar of it through the yid? And that's a kulo. You can that we could take over the guy this way, but I still don't fully understand in this reading. Well. Because it's the guy has pitavlina. The guy's dira. There's a dira here, and he's tuffel in the dira, so he's mishtaich really to that dira. He doesn't have to have his egina as much. Right. I don't know how much tuffel you have to be. Now comes the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef L'chor is bothered with this whole idea that you can't be ma'ariv the rishus of the guy. Maybe the Beis Yosef learned a whole different mahalach in Rashi and in the Torah, even in the Rambam. And he learned that there's two steps over here. That Tzchir of Lakitoi really got rid of the guy. Because they hold that the way you get rid of the guy is you don't have to be soicher his makam, you're shoyal the rishus of the guy is enough. And the Tzchir of Lakitoi, the chiddush over here was that go shoyal makam, and the idea that you were shoyal the makam, that's how you were matar the rishus of the guy. That itself got rid of the rishus of the guy. Now there's a new problem. The new problem is you got rid of the rishus of the guy, but you yourself are here. So if you yourself are here, you have to give an Erev. And then it's a Nirva Vadaya. But really, the Nisa Nirva Vadaya is on the Rishus that you already have here. That's the way the basics have learned. So, the essentially...
You created a problem.
It's not even by solving necessarily. Could we had a pre that's Mishnah Berurah's suffix here. So one second. It's like a big pella. They came and asked the Bai what to do. They said, be soicher. Said, then what could it be? Shoyal. I mean, if Sheila and Tzchir is the same thing, so that's Mistamba where the other Shita came from. You have to do, it's not the Ikar Takan. It's a shtickle. Interesting what happened over here. So the Ikar.
The whole thing is
you're going to
lose money. That's
where you're
not
going to
lose money.
You're
not
going to
lose money.
You'll
just be Shalom
Kim. Rashi. Right, if you go like Rashi, right. So the whole Takana is Tzchir, it's like the whole Shakatar of the Gemara is the Shagomadna. It was the Gersh Sechap over here. He was Machadish, the coolest here, Sheila also. That is the Sugya. According to the Beis Yosef, the Sugya was, I have a Naya Eitza, the Naya Eitza be Sheila the Makam. You don't have to be Sheila the Makam. Good. And by Sheila, Goyim don't think that that you're trying to do Kshafim. Okay. So, Nachdem, be Sheila the Rishos, Nachdem, you have to be Ma'arif. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah Mishnah Berurah brings down on Sif Yud Beis, shouldn't pay base Sif Yud Beis. Machaber brings these two days. Does the Soicher V'Loket have to go ahead and do Schiris afterwards, the Rambam? Or Soicher V'Loket, Alain, the She'el itself is Mater. And then the question is, do you have to do an Erev? You have to do an Erev. So Mishnah Berurah says, Mechaber says you have to do an erev. The Gemara says nes an erev of a dayer, but he says yesh mishen etzar glaske el nes an erev. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah. Nes an erev a dayer. L'chayr mashma the loyt sarach la'arayv elokes shuhu mibnei achatzer. In other words, you didn't create a problem by doing the skriv. You had a problem. You had a problem because you lived there. So you have to give an erev. So since you have to give an erev. So memela nes an erev a dayer means do whatever you're going to do. Be shoyl, get rid of the guy, and now do an erev. Okay. So the Nois and Eruv is not part of the Takana B'chlal. The Ikar Heter was Bishoyel the Makom, period.
So the Kito who lived out of town and isn't coming back that Shabbos wouldn't have to do anything. So every guy with an employee who's Jewish, this doesn't cause a problem.
Huh?
Every guy who has a Jewish employee doesn't cause a problem in a chotzer.
Who said an employee has a level of Schir Lakito?
Schir Lakito is an employee.
It's not just an employee, Schir Lakito.
He has to
look. Shech is Dira. It's not just because I work in his office.
Gets rid of the
guy's living in the.
He definitely has a shus in the dira.
He's in the palace, of course.
He's a shus in the dira. But what do you mean employee? Employee that comes to his house and works in his house. Okay, fine. But he has an employee that works in his house. Okay. Fine. So
the houses.
Aval b'chidushei arashba mashma dafilo einay dar b'chatzer hitzrichu. You know, it's according to the first pshat of the Mishnah Berurah. If the guy lived outside, then it's unbelievable. It's kishmak. The guy lives outside. He could be shoyel the makan, and he don't have to do an erev. So I don't even know why he told him to get one of the b'nei chatzer. So, it doesn't make a difference. The b'nei chatzer do erev anyway. He doesn't lose it anyway. He's doing the erev anyway.
Doing these things for random reason.
Yeah, he's not coming to a guy and whatever. Fine. Even if you get someone from the outside, ain't a dar b'chatzer. It's yichu chachamim liten chelik be'erv. Mishum hay bayis shlakim. The chashvin aleki ilu darsham. So it says the Mishnah Berurah that there's a takan of erev on that alone that he became schir v'lakitoi. There's a takan of erev because chashvin aleki ilu darsham. It means he's learning the Rashba, a very interesting pshat. He's learning the Rashba that it's a two-step thing. That really, really, you have to. The ikar heter is also the she'elas malkum. The ikar she'elas is the she'elas malkum. Aye, how do you go ahead? And what's the nos in eruvai? What's the nos in eruvai now? So Zakter, the Rash was mavur that you could be nice in Eruvah, that's your own thing, that's the Schir Lakita's bailus in the Dira, in the Rosh Hashanah, that's Mechayev Erev. So I don't understand. So what did the Rashba say? How the staple is there in that shtickle, is like Meirach on the Kasha, on the Rashba, like according to the Mishnah, it's like Boilet. Like, what did the Rashba say then? So the Rashba asked the Kasha. He has no pita velina, so how does he make an erev? So l'chayra, I would have thought that kasha, this second sheet, the way the Mishnah Berurah is setting up, this second sheet is a chumra, not a kula. He's saying that if it's a guy from the outside, then he has to do an erev. It's a chumra. According to the first sheet, the simple reading of the Beis Yosef, then shchil v'kito, he did she'ela, and if he lives from the outside, he doesn't even have to do erev. But according to the Rashba, he even has to do Erev. So first of all, what was the kasha of the Rashba? How do you know that? But like you said, like how do you know that? But what's the kasha? The kasha is, so, vas epis, how's the Erev chal? This chumra that we decided that he has to do an Erev, how is it chal? On that, and for the Rashba, we're making on Deras HaKol. The shayla was, we have to be machmer to mitzmatzach an Erev. So what's the answer? Because it's a kula, because Deras HaKol Mosh Medira. The whole Rashba doesn't read, basically.
It's a kula, by the way.
But it's no one.
It's a cooler because he's not the one. There's a good. It's a problem. It's what he's supposed to do.
No, but the first sheet never said that you can't bring someone from the outside. It's only a chumrah.
What is the first sheet?
The first sheet here in the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you can get someone from the outside and he doesn't have to do an erev. So the whole Rashba is only a chumrah. It's not a cool at all.
Okay, Klav be the first sheet. Rashba wasn't talking to the sheet.
I'm saying, but he's being mechadish a new kinech now. Sheila works. Mechatesa Sheila shouldn't work to misalik the guy from anybody else outside. Why not? So Sheila works. If Sheila works, so now Zakter Rashba, but I want him to do an Erev because it says nice in Erev Vidayu, but he can't do an Erev. Okay, we're Machadish Akula, we're Machadish Akula, we're Machadish Akula. And the Lavush speaks it out, Kilu, like it's Akula, even clapping the first Shita. The Lavush says, the first Shita says, she Yisrael zeh in a tzarch lahaskir, el she'ilosa hu ki'ilu sachar me'agoy, ba'ar kulam. So, she Yisrael zeh in a tzarch lahaskir. He's shoyel makam. And when he's shoyel makam, ki'ilu sachar hu me'agoy ba'ar kulam. So, he's soicher. So the she'ilah works by itself. V'hu noisein eruvai be'ad reshusai sheyesh lo beveis hagoy. And then he gives an eruv. V'daya. Ufi zeh. Afil achat she'ena b'mnei hachotzer. Yochol asai zeh. Because, and he says, and this is a kula and there's other kulas.
But if it's a ben chotzer, wouldn't have to do anything further.
Forget, correct, right.
But
so it means his heir from before, his heir that he has to give anyway. But even from the Levush, it's mashma that once we're doing it, we're going to extend the kula even to someone outside the chatzar. That even he could do this. What's the kula from outside the chatzar? Same thing. If anything, it's a chumrah. It sounds like it's an extension of this din that we can add even a kula even to a guy from outside the chatzar. So, was this order from Rav Asher, a thought, and I found l'chora a very big smach to this idea that the way we're understanding the whole musig till now is that there's the whole idea what we're trying to do is get rid of the guy, and there's zayfanim how to get rid of the guy, schiras. You have to get rid of the guy, and then the question is go backwards. Maybe Lakita Bishoyel is Makam, get rid of the guy. So there's an Ebenezer. The Ebenezer has a halacha like this. He says that the Gemara says that when you do schiras from the guy, you have to be soicher lekulam, kilu like a shlichus. To be soicher for everyone. So that alone is an interesting question, but we're going to get to that Gemara, what that means exactly. Okay, but he learns it to be literally, you have to be soicher with the koyach of everybody. So he says, why do you have to be soicher with the koyach of everybody? Zokta Ebenezer. So Zokta Ebenezer like this. He says, it depends if you're soicher Erev Shabbos or you're soicher on Shabbos. So he said, and don't get confused with the Gemara, he's Anu Kimta with the Gemara. So just for the purpose of this, let's take the words of the Ebenezer. The next sugya we're getting to on Samach Yamid Beis, we'll see how it fits into the sugya that he's going on. It's on Samach Yamid Beis. Just for the purpose of this, we have 5 minutes, just the din of the Ebenezer. So he says like this. He says that when you soicher Erev Shabbos, so the halacha is, there, one guy is soicher. So how does it work? So he says, once he's soicher, then when he goes ahead and joins the Erev, so he's joining in the Erev with his Rishos and with whatever Rishos he got from the guy. So he's Gufa joining the guy's Rishos into the Erev. So he was Soicher what he got from the guy, and then he can go ahead and be Ma'ariv with everybody on when he's going to join the Erev. So then you don't need this new fancy thing that you're Soicher on behalf of everybody. Let one guy be Soicher, and then when he's Soicher, he's going to be Ma'ariv everything he has in the Chatzar with the Erev. But he says, what happens if the guy comes in the middle of Shabbos? And you can be soicher in the middle of Shabbos. So he says, there, if one guy's moicha, there it won't work because you're not doing a new Erev. So the only way to be maimed the Erev is if you're soicher ide kulam. And that's how you're going to join the reshus of the guy together with the Erev. Because you have to be soicher for kulam. That's when you need soicher ide kulam. The Gemara that says that the guy was mevatel the Erev was because one of the Amoraim there didn't want to be soicher on Shabbos. He held you not to be soicher on Shabbos, so he was moicha. Since he was moicha, so memela, they weren't able to be soicher for kulam. So memela, dearest goy, wasn't chal to the Erev and was but mevatel to the Erev. That's what he says. And he, in the bottom.
Either way, they're one.
Huh?
If it's on Shabbos, either way, they're one.
That's what it means. It means you could be soicher for the Erev, just like when you give your whole Erev to another chatzar. So, yeah, how it fits into the Gemara is the whole comedy. But Akoponim, this, and then, so on this Ebenezer, which is on Samach Yamid Beis, they say on the bottom, there's other dinim that he says throughout the parak, other halachas like this. But he says beferish in another place that if you have an oireach that was soicher, the rishos of the guy, says the oireach then has to go be ma'arav with the rishos, even though oireach never has to be ma'arav. But he says, but since he's not really part of the erev, and he was soicher the guy, it won't help unless he goes and joins the erev for everyone else. And he's saying beferish that you can't just be soicher the guy. The Ivan Oizer holds. You can't just be soicher of the guy to get rid of him. The point of being soicher of the guy is that idea being soicher of the guy, soicher of the rishus, you have enough now. There's a Yisrael here that has in the rishus enough to go be ma'arvit with the join in the erev. So if they were misakin that dir zakum shmei dira, so it's here now. So the Chazon Ish says his sprach is that what tzchiras does is it reverts it back to dir's behema. So you misalak the goy, you got rid of the problem. So you have to basically go through the motions of taking it back into Diras Behema. But the Avinoiz is not learning like that. He's learning that the pshat is Diras Behema, is Diras, they were misalakin that Diras Akum is Shmadira. And now it's Shmadira, so especially if you hold Tzchiris, doesn't work for Yisrael. So you have a deer here. What are you doing? So the takana of Tzchiris is you're giving enough to a Yid, enough in the Rishos, that now he could go and make the Rishos Goy part of the Erev. That's what he holds. So if you go like that, so then it's Peseach, a brand new Pshat in the whole Rashba. If the Rashba holds like that. I don't know if the Rashba holds like that either. We have a lot of sugyas to figure out if he does. But if the Rashba holds like the Avinoizer, it's Pesach, Mamash, a brand new Pshat in the whole Rashba. Now, the Rashba's point was that Tzchir V'Lakitoi is, if you go, is that you could be Shoyal Makam. Let's say like the Beis Yosef. You're Shoyal the Makam. You got into the Rishus of the Goy. But now that you got into the Rishus of the Goy, all that does is that now you could join the Erev. So now, the Shaila is, Bishlam, you're from the B'nai Chatzar, so it's very good. So you're from the B'nai Chatzar. The Rashba's kasha was, you're taking a guy from the outside, doesn't have Pita Valina. Now, I don't know how he knows from the outside. You take a guy, that's what mentioned Berul and Rashba. So you're taking a guy that doesn't have Pita Valina over here, and then he's going ahead and being Shoyal the Makom. So we would have thought till now, Gevaldik. So he Shoyal the Makom, he got out of the Chatzar, so now he's out of the Chatzar, so now what do I need more? No, a Nuchumra, you also have to do Erev. No, it's not a Nuchumra. The only way to be Matar the Shus of the Goy is if he joins the Erev. So Pshat is a Gevaldik Akula over here. That even a guy that doesn't live here could go and be Shoyal Makom. Now that he has Rishus over the Makom of the guy, he can now join the Erev. Frek Rashbi doesn't have Pita Valina in the Chatzar. How is he joining the Erev? And that's the Nukula, that even a guy that doesn't have Pita Valina, but to get rid of Diras Akum, that we're Machadish, a brand new Dira over here, that Diras Goy is Loishme Dira, really. And now we're Machadish, that Dira that this type of Dira also has to join. It could join even through a guy that has Pita, doesn't have Pita Valina. So the whole takana over here of Schiris is not to get rid of the guy; it's to figure out how to get the Eretz Yisrael over here enough to join the Erev. And then the Rashba Mamas reads Gevaldik.
It's not totally in Diras Akum Lishmi
Dira. No, it is, because if Diras Akum would really be Dira, then Loi Marav it is with Pita Valina. But since it's the takana it's very Shvach Adira, so now you can misakin like this. Now, to take this a step further, perhaps we could say that it's not Mamas the same thing, but perhaps we could say with this Musig is that. That's really what these Rishayim, Toises, and the Bali Toises are saying. Is that getting Diras Yisrael in there, it's not just Kishlucha, it's a way, okay, this guy, you have someone that's a bar Erev enough, then now you can do Erev for the Rishos. The Pshat is that till now we understood that to get a Yisrael into over there is there's Diras Akum, he's Soicher the Rishos, so now he has a way of, now he has in there to join the Erev. They're saying is that if a person has Dira together with the guy, so it's Diras Yisrael, so Mamela, we're not getting rid of the guy. We're talking not getting rid of the guy. But the guy is not Mufka from the Erev by himself. It's just the Takana was that he can't, the way to join him has to be through Schir. It has to be with, being. You have to get Diras Yisrael there, you have to get Yisrael there to bring him in. So if the Yisrael is Taka living there, then he can Ma'ariv the Rishus of the guy also. Because the Rishus of the guy is Shaykh to Erev when there's a Yisrael there. So the Takana of Schiris is to get a shlita over the Diras Akum. We're not turning it into Diras Behema after the Schiris. It's to get the Diras Akum into the Erev. So Oibazai, they're saying, is that once a Yisrael lives there, with the Goy Mamish, so that's also an Oifen, that once he's Ma'arev, he can Ma'arev the whole entire Rishus of the Goy. So maybe that's a pshat, and these are showing them also how they're understanding the concept of Bishvil. And then the Levush is Gevaldik. The Levush is saying is that over here by Goy, they're Machadish, extra Kula. Not only can you be Soichev Alaket to someone in the Chatzar, even if you're Soichev Alaket to someone outside the Chatzar, doesn't have Pita Valina there, also he could join the Erev. And it's two steps in the Kula of the coolest. With the Avinoizer could be, we have to go through the sugyas. I don't know that everyone knows like this, but as we go through, this Avinoizer is a new musig. We'll be able to explain maybe the Rashba, the Levush, maybe the other channels.